This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Well, our next guest made some history all during election time. That's right. First Democrat in over a century to win the post, talking about the supervisor's post in the town of Hempstead, her name, Laura Gillen. And we welcome her for the first time right here on LI News Radio. Good morning, Laura. Jay Oliver here.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me on your show.
Great. Great to have you. You know, I said it was the year of the Laura. We had Laura Jen Smith on last week. We've had Laura Curran on repeatedly. Hopefully, we'll have Laura Schaefer on, the legislator out of District 3 in Nassau. But in essence, a lot of Laura's winning back on November the 7th there.
Yes, it was an amazing thing.
So tell me, what does it feel like? And I know you just had your first town board meeting yesterday. What does it feel like to basically change the course of mighty waters, history for that matter, as far as the town of Hempstead, first Democrat in over a century? That is a dominated GOP stand in that neck of the woods. What does that feel like?
It feels amazing. I'm so excited. I feel that my message really resonated with the voters. It was a grassroots campaign. We had very little money. We had very little, support in terms of staff, or we didn't even have an office, but we worked really hard and got our message out there through various outlets, including social media, and it was just a message that resonated with the voters. Enough is enough. If we keep what's in place, no one will live here anymore because we just can't afford it.
And, you said outspent you were, by your opponent in Anthony Santino, almost 10-1. I mean, what was the message, Laura Gillen, that really resonated with the residents throughout? What was the overall message that you think might have changed the course of those mighty rivers?
I think it was a combination of things. I think we saw our town government being used, first of all, as a friends and family job program. And people are so sick of that. Everybody was related and everybody's relatives on the payroll. And it was an insider's club. And that's not how a local government or any government should be run. Also, there was a lot of bullying going on from the dais by the outgoing supervisor, not only to members of his own party, but to members of the public. The workforce is completely demoralized. And I spoke directly to the workforce and said, you're the greatest asset that we have in the town of Hempstead, and you should be treated with respect and you should be nurtured, because when morale is low, then the work product isn't good. I want to build up the workers, but that will inspire them to work even harder to deliver better services for the residents. So it was really, I think it was a message of change. We need to have new leadership and take this town in a new direction, professionalize our workforce, get our fiscal house in order, stop wasting money on frivolous things like never-ending PR campaigns. Ceaseless mailers just drove residents crazy.
I think it did. We're talking with Laura Gillen. She, of course, the supervisor of the town of Hempstead, first Democrat to hold the post, by the way, in over 100 years. You talk about nepotism and cronyism. I think you're right. 100%, Laura. People are sick of it. This was an outgoing supervisor who I said on the airwaves just conducted himself in such an unprofessional way by putting people in position knowing he was leaving office. I know you had, threatened and said, listen, you got to resign way back. Of course, this guy takes a job with the Board of Elections, which I thought was disgraceful even on that Friday. But that's a whole nother story. But in essence, I think you're right. I think people are so tired of corruptive practices, in essence, not only what took place in Hempstead, but across the board in the state. We have a lot of trials that will be going on the way, 5 in all, regarding corruption-type trials. But in essence, you're 100% right. And even to the point where you had two board members with infighting going on regarding ethics with the predecessor there. So in essence, it's really about trying to change the culture, right?
Absolutely. And that's what I'm going to try to do. That's what I intend to do. It's going to be a slow process. And you know, I need the town board to vote with me on changing out some of the people that need to go. But I'm slowly trying to bring in with my staff the absolute best talent I can find to kind of go through, find out what's working, what's not working, what needs to be changed. And some of those things, you know, are going to be looked at immediately, like our snow removal efforts. On my fourth day in, we got a major blizzard, and we had, our workforce was great. They worked so hard, but there were some issues. We're investigating what happened, and we're going to make sure that they, you know, that some of the problems that happened don't happen again.
I read that. You're going to assess the storm. You guys got hit very hard there, no question about it. So you'll see what happened there. But, you know, for Hempstead, it is the nation's most populous of towns. It's got a very hearty tradition. We know that there are town board members that include five Republicans, Laura Gillen. And that's something that I'm sure you will, at various points of your tenure, you know, you're going to do some battles. But, you know, in essence, we have seen it in Washington as far as partisan politics. Bipartisan situations are so needed, especially in the local sense here on the island. What are you going to do to kind of combat the thinking of being a very heavily swayed GOP town board here?
Well, you know, my thing that I said during the campaign is, like, there's no Democratic or Republican way to run a municipality. There's a good way and a bad way. What we had was a bad way. I want to bring in a good way. And there's none of the, you know, ideological overtones that might come into play in national politics really come into play when you're talking about picking up garbage, maintaining parks, removing snow, and delivering the other basic services to our constituents. It's really just about doing the right thing and doing it in the most cost-efficient manner. That has not been happening for a very long time. It's been used as a friend. The town government has been used as a friends and family jobs program, and we have to cut that back. Of course, what happened in the last board meeting, Supervisor Santino and his parting, you know, gesture to the taxpayers of the town of Hempstead basically wreaked financial terrorism on the taxpayers of the town of Hempstead by making these 192 personnel moves to bury, you know, protected cronies. And not all of them were that. I will say there are people on certain lists who are part-timers who were deserving of full-time employment. But a lot of them were, the majority of them were political cronies that he tried to bury. And then giving this no-layoff clause without any consideration to the union, basically tying my hands so my administration cannot lay anybody off except for cause. I mean, that was the most egregious breach of a fiduciary duty that I think any elected official can do. We got nothing in return for it, and it could put the town in an extraordinarily precarious financial position, particularly in view of the fact of the GOP tax bill that went through, which is already going to place a great hardship on our taxpayers in the town of Hempstead. So it was an administration that only, you know, did not care. Mr. Santino did not care about the taxpayers at all. He just cared about maintaining his power. So I'm going to just try to unravel that as best I can and just try to have a leaner, more efficient government that delivers great services.
No question. Tough job indeed. Laura Gillen with us. Laura, I know you were an attorney in Rockville Center. Give us a little bit of a timeline as far as your tenure there in Rockville, and also as you made your way into the world of politics and the venture into this post as supervisor. When did the notion kind of set? And give us a little bit of history regarding the time frame of Laura.
You know, I was a government major at Georgetown, and I worked on Capitol Hill while I was there. So I was always interested in politics. After Georgetown, I had a couple different jobs in Manhattan, and then I traveled for a while, and I worked in dive school in Thailand, and I volunteered in Calcutta. And then I came back and went to law school, wound up joining a law firm, a big white shoe law firm in Manhattan, worked there for a couple of years. And then I had a couple children, moved back to Long Island, and started at a firm called Westerman Ball in Uniondale, and spent the balance of my legal career there. I got involved in politics, I guess, formally about in 2013 when I ran for county clerk. Somebody was offered the position to run, the opportunity to run, I should say, was offered to me, and I looked at the race, and I thought that the clerk's office was a place where I could make a lot of improvements. I thought it wasn't being run like a business, and it should be run like a business, and it could be a revenue generator for the county. So I ran for county clerk, and I really enjoyed the race, except for the fact that I lost. But I decided that I would probably run again when the right race presented itself to me. So I waited a number of years, and then all of a sudden this race came up, and I thought, I think I can win it. I think I can do it. And it's a race that's worth fighting because we need to bring change to the town of Hempstead. This just can't go on like this any longer.
And change is what occurred all across the board when you talk about women and Democrats, Laura Gillen. In essence, and I asked this question, Laura Kern, as well as Laura Jen Smith, do you feel that there was some sort of anti-Donald Trump resume out there regarding, situations?
I think that definitely helped. I think that the election of Donald Trump and some of the conduct since then kind of woke up some people who were not so politically active in the past and got them focused on politics and not just what was going on the national level, and said, hey, if we don't want this to continue like on this path, we need to get involved locally so this doesn't happen again. And so those people came out and started really becoming more active and supporting a lot of local candidates.
Talking a couple of minutes left, Laura Gillen. She is running the post of the supervisor's position in the town of Hempstead, the first in over a century where a Democrat will hold the role. You got a couple of key board members, Bruce Blakeman, who is your deputy supervisor, I do believe, and Aaron King Sweeney there. And both, by the way, very vocal in their opposition regarding your predecessor in regard to ethics reform. It's an important topic regarding, especially in your neck of the woods, as nepotism and cronyism have existed. What do you think of Bruce Blakeman? I've always been a fan favorite of his. I thought he's operated in the most professional manner over the years in the world of politics. That was an easy call for you as far as the deputy, right?
Well, yes. I mean, I selected Bruce as my deputy, so I think that speaks to what I think of him. He was supportive of me during the campaign. I did not know him before I started running. I reached out to him during the campaign and to Councilwoman King Sweeney because I saw that, they disagreed with a lot of the things that Mr. Santino was doing. And, I certainly have a tremendous amount of respect for Councilman Blakeman. He's got a long career in government. He's the first presiding officer of the legislature. He served in various posts in different presidential administrations and on the Port Authority. And I think he certainly has the experience in government that will make him quite an asset. And I think he also has the will to see the changes that I envision made.
You know, it's interesting, Laura, the NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman, made a tour of the Coliseum yesterday, the renovated Coliseum. Of course, the Islanders have a new home that is being built over at Belmont that should be up and running in a few years. They could be playing some games in the interim. And listen, we have seen a fiasco of the Islanders leaving that Coliseum way back. And O.K. Murray in charge as far as North Hempstead supervisor. And Ed Mangano was involved. Listen, it was a very tough go for many people who, adore the team and whatnot. I mean, how excited are you as far as possibly the Islanders coming back, playing a few games over at the renovated arena there?
Well, my husband was a hockey player. My sons are hockey players. My youngest son is a giant Islander fan. So it's very exciting. My kids are thrilled, which makes me very happy. We love going to the games. We're going to be far happier going just over to Uniondale and then over to Belmont rather than having to take the train into Brooklyn. So we're thrilled. It was very, very disappointing when we saw the Islanders leave. In fact, that was one of the things, the failure of the Lighthouse project and the fiasco that's happened since then with respect to development at the Hub was something that really started making me focus on what's going on in local politics as opposed to what was going on politically just on the national stage.
You know,
so
as we mentioned,
I'm delighted.
No, it's, It's going to be great, no question about it. We mentioned, you know, the corruptive practices. People are tired of it. They're looking for change. Hopefully they'll get it. But also taxes loom large. Of course, we got a tax overhaul bill in place. Mentioned Aaron King Sweeney, or Father Peter King, who's on our program quite frequently, by the way. You know, they're looking to change, along with Congresswoman Nita Lowey, as far as a contingency type of plan, just in case something falls through. Talking about the property tax deduction of $10,000, Laura Gillen, which looms large in your neck of the county. So, in essence, how concerned are the residents right now? I know a lot of offices, especially, by the way, Don Klavan, who's the receiver of taxes, and they were just inundated with people before year's end. Give us the latest as far as the overall aura, the feel, the thinking of residents regarding this very important topic.
Well, I think residents are rightly concerned. I mean, this is going to be a real hardship on many, many residences in the town of Hempstead and elsewhere, particularly on Long Island. And I think it is a great concern. As I mentioned before, coupled with the fact that I came into an administration where Santino, on his way out, voted in a no layoff clause. So it's going to be harder for me to trim the fat in the town of Hempstead and eliminate positions that just aren't necessary. So I think there is concern, and I know for me there's great concern. The last thing I want to do, what I want to do, is relieve the burden of the taxpayers. My predecessor has made it very difficult for me to try to pare down our town government a little bit, but. Even operating within those confines, I am dedicated to finding efficiencies so that I can keep the tax bill low for the town of Hempstead.
Which, by the way, and you make a very good point, there has to be some laws in place for outgoing officials who make moves as that of Anthony Santino, putting in his friends and other people in positions to kind of carry on the torch, so to speak, after he leaves. In my opinion, at least, Laura Gillen, there has to be something in place, a watchdog that can really alleviate the pressures of an incoming and the outgoing official when he makes moves of this nature. Wouldn't you like to see something like that put in place?
Absolutely. I mean, what happened at the December 12th board meeting, the financial terrorism perpetrated by Anthony Santino, was unprecedented. It was outrageous, and no outgoing official should be able to do that. So I do think it actually came up at last night's town board meeting. One or two of the people who spoke echoed that sentiment, and it's something that we're going to look into to pass legislation. You may be a sore loser, but you shouldn't take that out on the taxpayers. I will support that kind of legislation.
Finally, I just want to talk to you regarding the immigration situation, as the president making it very clear regarding temporary protective status expiring in September next year. Judge actually trying to block the president's order right now. And, of course, there are gang situations throughout the island. MS-13 certainly exists and looms large in Nassau County, Hempstead, Freeport areas. It's been documented. So, in essence, the beat goes on. It's kind of like a little bit of a catch-22 here, Laura Gillen. Your thoughts on DACA, what occurred in the last couple of days regarding temporary protective status and a judge blocking the order now. Interesting possibilities in the next couple of months here.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, gotcha now.
Okay. We'll have to see what plays out in Washington. I think that this administration has kind of vilified a lot of immigrants who are just nothing but hardworking people who want to come here to give their families better lives. I think that we can't lose sight in the rhetoric of the good people who come here, especially we saw even in our county executive campaign, that kind of messaging, with MS-13 gang members attached to Laura Curran because she was a Democrat. It was absolutely outrageous. race baiting. And so I think we have to be mindful of the good people who come to this country just to offer their families a better life, like my ancestors before me and many of our other ancestors.
Well, Laura, we wish you the best of luck. We'll check in with you from time to time, if that's okay. And certainly a lot on the plate. But listen, from all that I've read and having just spoken with you, I got a lot of confidence. And I think the people of the town of Hempstead should be very thankful that they have you in place. How's that?
Thank you very much.
Great to have you aboard. Have a good one. You got it. Laura Gillen checking in. Yep, first Democrat in the town of Hempstead, folks, for over a century. Incredible stuff that occurred.